Welcome to Laudes and Lattes, the podcast where we blend the world of law and business with a warm cup of information and common sense. I'm your host, Sydney Whelan, attorney, real estate investor, and business owner. Each week, we'll be your go-to source for legal insights, business advice, and so much more. Whether you're a seasoned professional, an ambitious entrepreneur, or simply someone seeking guidance, we'll have you covered. From navigating the legal landscape to empowering you with valuable business strategies, we'll explore the legal side of life and enjoy a virtual latte along the way. So, grab your favorite latte, get comfortable, and let's dive into Laudes and Lattes. Welcome to episode 13 of Laudes and Lattes, sponsored by the Whelan Law Firm of Moberly, Missouri, your go-to source for legal issues encountered by your family and your business. If you have questions about anything we discuss on this podcast, please get in touch with us. Our goal is to serve you, your family, and your business professionally and with the utmost compassion and understanding. I'm your host, Sydney Whelan. This morning, I just returned from court and I'm enjoying my favorite skinny latte with a double shot of espresso. What that means for you, my listeners, is that I'm highly caffeinated and ready to talk about some things that have been on my mind recently. It's May, and everyone knows that it's graduation season. Whether you are a recent graduate or have a young person in your family that has recently graduated, this episode is for you. We all know that life doesn't come with an instruction manual. On the first day of my first job in a law office, my boss told me something that I have never forgotten and I want to pass along to the new graduates out there. First, yes, you are a new graduate. That may mean high school, a trade school, undergraduate work, or a more advanced degree. Either way, understand that even though your formal education may be behind you, your days of learning are not over. Learning is and should be a lifelong process. Second, there are no stupid questions. If you don't know, your job is to find out. Ask the questions. Do the research. As you become more knowledgeable and more expert, the questions and answers become more nuanced, and that's when you really start to learn and grow. Third, and maybe most important, my mentor told me that I become most valuable as an employee when I learned to recognize the red flags. What that meant to me was learning to recognize when a situation might be a problem. When you learn to spot the problems or the problem areas, you can adjust accordingly and minimize or mitigate the impact of those situations more quickly and more effectively. As a graduate and perhaps a newly minted adult with adult responsibilities now, it is important to be aware of your legal rights and responsibilities. Here are some legal tips for our graduates. 1. Understand contracts. In Missouri, if you are 18 or older, you can legally enter into contracts. Whether it's a contract for employment, housing, or services, always, always, always read and understand the contract before signing. Don't hesitate to seek legal advice if you need it. Let's talk about some common contracts that you may encounter as a young adult. First, rental agreements. Remember, there is no standard rental agreement. There are some common things that you might look for in a rental agreement, but all rental agreements are different. First is the term. The term refers to how long is the rental agreement or the rental contract. Is it month to month? Or are you locked into the lease for a year or more? Sublet. If you later want a roommate to share expenses, or if your situation changes and you need to move out, will you be able to rent the house or apartment to someone else? If so, does the landlord have to approve? Will you still be responsible for the payment to the landlord? Will you be responsible for any damages or problems caused by the new tenant? All of these things are important for you to consider before you sign on that dotted line. What about utilities? Is this included as a part of the rent? Or are you responsible for signing up for the utilities on your own and paying for those utilities in addition to your rent? Is there a separate deposit that you're going to have to pay in addition to any deposit required by your landlord? You want to make sure whether or not you may have to come up with some extra money. What about insurance? Something we don't always think about if we are renting, but homeowners insurance often does not cover your personal property if you're renting and there is a loss from fire, water, or theft. You must get rental insurance or you will suffer a financial loss if a disaster occurs. What about some other provisions of your rental contract? There are many other issues that can be addressed in the rental agreement. Noise issues, nuisance issues with the neighbors, pets. Are you allowed to have a pet? What kind of pet? What are the restrictions? Parking. Do you have a place to put your car? You name it. If you have a question about your rental agreement, ask questions and get assistance if the agreement is unclear or if you don't understand the terms. It is a legal contract and you will be bound to those terms if you sign. Let's talk about insurance. This may be the first time that the graduate is responsible for your own insurance, whether it's renter's insurance, just like we talked about, homeowner's insurance, or simply car insurance. Remember, insurance policies are contracts, and those contracts are drafted by the insurance company. So, those policies are likely drafted to protect the insurance company if there is ever a dispute between you and your insurance company. That's not necessarily bad, but know what you are paying for before you sign. Talk to your insurance agent. I encourage you to buy local. There are local insurance agents out there that will help you out. Talk to them about the types of coverages that are available and ask questions. What is required for your situation and what is an add-on? The more you know, the more you will be equipped to make good decisions and protect yourself from financial losses down the road. Let's talk about purchasing a car. Maybe as a new graduate, your first major purchase is a new car or a new to you car. Again, contracts are involved here. Know what it says before you sign. Loan documents are contracts too, and you will be held to the terms of the contract. If you are taking out a loan to purchase a car, remember, not following through on your promise to pay the terms of the loan has serious implications that can follow you long after you fail to make that car payment. Don't get sucked into more payments than you can afford. And don't fall for the gimmicky add-ons that may not be right for you in your situation and end up costing you more money in the long run. If you don't pay, the bank or the loan company will come and repossess your car. What most people don't realize is that the bank or the loan company, if you fail to make your payment, will sell your car after they repossess it for whatever they can get out of it. And even though that money will be applied to your loan, you will still be responsible for paying any balance left on the loan. It doesn't absolve you from the debt. Next, let's talk about student loans. If you're like most of us, you will have student loans. With all the talk about student loan forgiveness out there, the real story is that if you took out a loan to pay for your studies, you will most likely have to pay it back, and the payments start very soon after graduation. You will likely have some choices about how to set up those loan payments upon graduation. So, some things to think about. How long will you have to pay them off? What is the interest rate? What will your monthly payments be? Will those payments increase if your income increases? All things to think about before you agree to a repayment plan. Remember, most student loans cannot even be discharged in bankruptcy if your situation becomes dire, so plan accordingly. Next, home loans. If you are a graduating student considering a more permanent housing arrangement and are considering buying a home or a condo, there are lots of things to consider. This is probably best left to another podcast episode for more detailed information, but I will touch on a few highlights, not necessarily in order. First, get legal advice. Don't sign any contract for the purchase of a home or a piece of land without having it reviewed by an attorney before you sign it. Find and hire a reputable realtor. Ask around. Find someone you can trust. They are worth their weight in gold. If they are reputable, they will help you narrow down your wish list, help you know what to look for, and alert you to problems that might be lurking out there that you might not think about. Pay for inspections. Someone you hire to check for problems. Roof, foundation, building codes, etc. And remember, even then, be prepared for problems that are not always evident at first glance. Property lines. Are the property lines where you think they are? Is there a recorded survey? If not, you may want to see that a survey is done before you buy. Talk to your banker or loan officer. Know before you buy what your limits are and how much house you can afford. That depends on a lot of factors. How much down payment can you put down? What are the current interest rates? And will that change over the course of your loan? What are the financial institution's policies regarding the escrow of taxes and insurance? Do your research. What have the taxes cost on this piece of property in the past? The assessor or collector at the courthouse in your county will be able to help you out there. What will it cost to insure your home? Again, if you are taking out a loan, the bank will require you to have insurance. Next, I want to talk to you about your rights in the workplace. This may be the first time that you're out seeking a full-time position. Familiarize yourself with the labor laws, including what are the minimum wage, overtime, and workplace safety regulations. Did you know that Missouri is an employment at-will state? What that means is that you can be hired and fired for any reason at all, or for no particular reason. Now, there are some protections out there for situations such as age or gender or other protected classes. You can't be fired because of your gender or because you were too old or because of other protected classes. But if your employer doesn't want you any longer, they will likely find a way to terminate your position. So you should know what your rights are. If you face discrimination or harassment, however, in the workplace, know that you do have legal protections. Don't try to handle it yourself. Seek advice from a competent attorney who's familiar with employment law. One thing that's been brought to my attention recently regarding employment is non-compete agreements. What are they? Non-compete agreements are agreements that some employers have in the past required new employees sign that limit your ability to take another position with another employer after leaving the first employer. In Missouri, for those non-compete agreements to be enforceable, the limits had to be reasonable and usually limited to a specific time period or limited to a specific geographic area. Very recently, there have been new rules proposed by the Federal Trade Commission, commonly known as the FTC, to ban non-compete agreements altogether. The FTC is essentially the nation's competition regulator. The rule attempting to ban non-compete agreements is meant to promote and protect free and fair competition by ensuring employers can compete to hire the best worker for the job and ensuring that workers can choose the job that's best for them, including being free to start your own competing business upon leaving a job. This new rule is scheduled to take effect on September 4 of this year, but there could be roadblocks, such as litigation filed to prevent the rule from taking effect or delaying the effective date. Until then, what I want our graduates to know is that if you are confronted with a request by a new employer to sign a non-compete agreement, seek legal advice before you sign it. Often, in our urgency to get that job offer, we are quick to sign whatever we are asked to in order to secure the job. Most reputable employers, however, should give you time to consider the offer before you accept. If not, it may not be the best option for you anyway. A few other quick legal tips for our graduates. Protect your intellectual property. If you create original work, such as writing, art, or inventions, consider how to protect it with copyrights, patents, or trademarks. Next, respect privacy laws. Be mindful of the privacy laws when handling personal data, either yours or someone else's, whether it's for a job, business, or personal use. Stay informed. Laws and regulations change every day, so stay updated on legal developments that may affect you, especially in your field of work or study. Seek legal advice when needed. If you're unsure about a legal issue or facing a legal problem, don't hesitate to consult with a qualified attorney for guidance. Remember, it's better to be proactive and informed than to face legal consequences later on. Thank you for listening. I hope you have found this episode helpful. We will put our contact information in the show notes. If you would like more information, please reach out to us to learn how we can help you or your new graduate through this exciting time. As a reminder, if you hit the subscribe button, you will automatically be alerted when a new episode airs. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star review and share it with your friends and family. As always, my friends, grab a cup of coffee or your favorite latte, hold your loved ones tight, and have a great week.
This podcast episode contains general information for discussion purposes only. Each case is different and must be judged on its own merits. Missouri rules generally prohibit lawyers from advertising that they specialize in particular areas of the law. This show should not be construed to suggest such specialization. Nothing on this show should be taken as legal advice for any individual case or situation. This information is not intended to create an attorney-client relationship, and the listening or viewing of this podcast does not constitute an attorney-client relationship. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.